312-981-7200 is the phone number. Get your calls in now for Jeff Tuckman. Any questions that you have about DVDs or Blu-rays or movies or any of that kind of stuff, and you can't think of the title of a movie and all that, we'll help you out. 312-981-7200. Let's make this official.
It's time to fire up that...
What in God's name just happened there?
It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter
projector. I hit it twice.
On VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah. Jeff Tuckman joins us once a month to talk DVDs, preview what's coming out, and answer all of your questions about Blu-rays, DVDs, tech questions. You can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy. Describe it or give us the stars and we'll help you out. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Good, good, good. And you always bring some really cool things to give away. I am particularly excited. You always bring great stuff. But the thing that you brought in to give away. We have three copies of it to give away. Tell everybody what we're giving away this morning.
Well, you know, as you know, my all-time favorite group is the Beatles.
It's such a controversial choice, Jeff.
Well, I mean, you know, I like to be controversial.
Yeah, uh-huh.
For the 30 years I've been on WGN, you know how controversial I am.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, I mean, I was looking forward to Ron Howard's film, 8 Days a Week, which, you know, covered the Beatles' touring years.
Yep.
And it just was phenomenal.
It's, in my opinion, the best movie Ron Howard's ever made.
Yeah, it's just great. And you know, Paul and Ringo were looking forward to it. I mean, they think it's great.
Yeah.
And if they think it's great, it's okay with me. But we have the deluxe edition to give away tonight, which not only is the terrific film,
mm-hmm.
but there's 100 minutes of extras and I've seen hours and hours of Beatles. They're stuff that no one's ever seen.
Right. And it's the film, which, by the way, is really, really great. If you're a Beatles fan, Esmeralda, have you seen this movie? I mean, Esmeralda's a huge Beatles fan.
I haven't, but I really want to see it.
Yeah, it's great. You'll love it. It's really, 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 really great. And this is not only the movie, but there's a second disc that has a whole bunch of extras that have never been seen before, over 100 minutes. So it's 8 days a week, the touring years, the two-disc deluxe set.
And a 64-page booklet.
Yep.
So it really is. It's really great. I mean, I know a lot of us, the Beatle fans, have a lot of material. Make sure that this is one that you definitely add to your collection.
No question about it. And we got three of them to give away. So why don't we do the first one? We're just going to do it by lucky callers.
Yes.
Instead of asking trivia questions this morning. So we're going to take a break. Before we break, let's do it. You can do it on the regular line. You want to call in, be the seventh caller. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Caller number 7 will receive a copy of the two-disc special edition of Ron Howard's movie, 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, all about the Beatles. It is a terrific movie, and the special edition stuff, the extras, is great. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll crown a winner, and then Jeff and I will start officially. And if you have a question for Jeff, you can call us up at 312-981-7200. All right, we will take a break, and it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and that, of course, is 8 Days a Week by the Beatles, and the special gift that we're giving away during Jeff Tuckman segment is the Ron Howard film, 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, a tremendous documentary about the years that the Beatles toured, and the special edition we have has a second disc with over 100 minutes of extras and a 64-page booklet. We welcome Jeff Tuckman back. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Nick.
All right, we have a winner, and caller number 7 was Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Now, have you seen the movie?
No, not at all.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good, Donna. And obviously, you're a Beatles fan.
I am. I'm 61, and you know, right at the tail end of that generation, raised with the Beatles,
yep.
And hey, there's still no better group out there.
Yeah,
we haven't found one yet.
Yeah, it's amazing how popular they still are. And Jeff and I were just talking off the air about how to this day how insanely popular they are, and that they essentially were only around for less than 10 years. It was like 8 years essentially they were together, and the kind of impact that the Rolling Stones have been in the business for 50 years. These guys were only around for, like less than 8 years. And the impact that they've made is incredible. So
it is. Yeah. I'm still a big fan.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have a son that's getting married, and we're working on what kind of music at the reception at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to try to narrow myself down to a dozen Beatles songs. So.
Well, good luck with that. Anyway, enjoy the movie, Donna, and I really appreciate you listening, okay?
Thanks. I love your show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hold on. Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That's Donna. She's our winner. She was caller 7.
I know. And Nick, I was doing some research on the Beatles. I didn't have to do many because a lot of facts I know already.
Right.
One of the interesting things is that obviously when they appeared on Ed Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the most watched show at that time.
Yep.
It was seen by 73 million people. And they appeared on Ed Sullivan three different times, right? They were paid a total of $10,000.
For all three appearances?
Total.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And another thing, what they did was they toured the U.S. for approximately a month, a little less than a month, and front row seats averaged $4.
$4.
Yeah.
It's amazing how price. I still have some ticket stubs from concerts I went to in the 70s. I got a Zeppelin ticket stub somewhere for $650. It was $650 at the Chicago Stadium. $650 to see Zeppelin, and I think it was like $850 to see Kiss. So if you're paying $15 to see a movie nowadays, $650 to see to see Zeppelin.
Well, it's so amazing because the Beatles, they talk about movies that are timeless and artists. Well, the Beatles are timeless.
Yeah.
Where you have, again, they came to America in 64,
mm-hmm.
okay? On Facebook, they have more than 38 million likes on Facebook.
Yeah.
Now think about it.
Well, there's the what used to be called Beatlefest is now called Fest for Beatles Fans, and they have it here in Chicago in Rosemont at the Hyatt, and I went for maybe 15 years straight. I haven't gone back in a while, but I went for at least 15 years in a row. We'd go every year. And the crowd would increase every year. And as you got older, you noticed how young the fans were. The fans got younger. Because there are people who will always pass the Beatles down to the generation before, after them. And that's going to continue to happen forever. Like in 50 years from now, there'll be 12-year-olds who will be listening to the Beatles.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, McCartney loves Chicago, and he always comments about the ages of the fans that go to his sellout concerts.
Yeah.
Because when you see McCartney, obviously part of his acts besides his solo career, he plays his favorite.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Beatles songs.
He does whole sets of Beatles songs when he. I mean, the guy wrote some of the greatest songs of all time. So
yeah, and Yesterday, I believe, is the most recorded song.
Yeah.
In the history of music.
The most covered and recorded song in the history of music is Yesterday, and of course, Paul wrote that one. Okay, we got a break, Jeff. During the break, if you want to call in, Jeff Tuckman is here. We will answer questions about DVD releases, tech questions, Blu-rays. If you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, but you can think of who's in it or describe the plot, we're always really good at that. If we don't know it, one of the listeners will. So call us up or text us right now, 312-981-7200. The news is coming up next. This is actually one of my favorite John Lennon songs. Tremendous. That's the Beatles, of course. And Jeff Tuckman is here. And the reason why we're playing the Beatles is because we have two more sets of the two-disc special edition of the Ron Howard film, 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years. It is a tremendous movie. If you haven't seen it, it's just great, especially if you're a Beatles fan, it's a must-see. Plus, the edition that we're giving away has a second disc with over 100 minutes of extras. There's a 64-page booklet as well, and we've got two more of those to give away this morning. And we welcome Jeff Tuckman back. Welcome back, Jeff.
Great to be here, Nick.
All right. We have a Lines open if you want to jump in to talk to Jeff. If you have a question, it's 312-981-7200. If you have a question about a DVD release or a movie, maybe you can't think of the title of a movie and you want to describe it to us and tell us who's in it, we'll help you out with that too. 312-981-7200. So, all right, Jeff, we've got a couple of texts that have come in. And 773 area code says, what's with the TV show ER? I can't find it anywhere. Well, I looked it up, and it's totally available. They have every season is available, and there's a box set with every single episode and every season that's like $195.
Well, I think, Nick, listener probably relating to is when they go into the mass merchants, it's hard to find. But there are stores in Chicago. I've seen it. Where it is readily available.
Well, yeah, and you can, you know, if you want to buy it at a you know brick and mortar, tell them to order it. They'll order it for you.
Absolutely.
And you can get the entire series, all 331 episodes of ER is available in a big deluxe package, and you can get it for like $195. So, yeah, just if you want to buy it brick and mortar. Now, I was looking around. I was tooling around online, and you can find it at Amazon and other places as well. So it's readily available. ER is out there. There's been no issues with that. Every single season, every single episode is available. So, all right, we got a couple of texts here describing some movies. So my listeners out there, in case we don't recognize it, put your thinking caps on and help these listeners out. Mary said, I saw a movie once about a woman who was put into the witness protection program along with her son, and it turned out to be a fake program orchestrated by her husband. Any ideas on the title? All right, help us out with that. 312-981-7200. Can you name that movie? I can't name it.
That's a good one.
Mary, again, says, I saw a movie once about a woman who was put into the witness protection program along with her son. It turned out to be a fake program orchestrated by her husband. Sounds kind of familiar, but we'll see. It's interesting how every month we get a bunch of these, and some of them turn out to be TV movies that are very difficult to find.
Yes.
And so that's always the case. All right, so that's one. Keep that in the back of your brain. Woman goes into a witness protection program with her son, and it was fake, and the husband did it. And then Duke, who called up earlier this week, says, earlier in the week you were talking about animal actors, and I asked if you remembered a movie about a dog that wandered around with a coin around his neck, and I can't remember the name, and you suggested I check back tonight. Yeah, that still doesn't ring a bell. Jeff, anything?
A coin around the neck?
A
no.
Dog wandered around with a coin around his neck. All right, so if you know that one, 312-981-7200. So the woman in the witness protection program with her son, it was fake. Husband orchestrated it. We got that one. And a movie about a dog that wandered around with a coin around his neck. That's a little vague. But hopefully we'll be able to answer those questions. If you have any others, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, Jeff, why don't we give away another one of these Ron Howard movies here. And we're going to use the contest line this time, folks. You're going to call the contest line. If you want to win, be caller number six at 312-591-7000. Call the contest line. Caller number six, 312-591-7000. One more time, that would be the contest line, not the regular line. 312-591-7000 for a copy of 8 Days a Week, the special two-disc edition. So call the contest line now, and caller six will be our winner. 312-591-7000. Okay, let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing this evening?
All right.
Good. Hey, love your show, longtime listener. I have a movie that I'm 49, and I'm sure you probably might remember this movie from mid-70s when we were kids. It's a science fiction outer space movie where the Earth is dying, and so they send up these big, huge spaceships with these big greenhouse pods, and they have, like, these, like, forests and stuff. And so what happens was, and they have these little, box-like type droids that walk on two legs that are assigned to take care of these forests and the pods. And then at some point in time, the people on Earth decide to defund the program, and the other crew members on the spaceship here die, and this one guy is left on there to try to save these greenhouse pods.
Yeah. All right. I can help you already, Mike. I know what it is.
Okay.
It's called Silent Running.
Silent Running, right. Okay.
With Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern,
yeah.
Okay.
Bruce Dern, Silent Running, available. I'm not sure if it's available on Blu-ray. I know it's available on DVD. It's a great film, a great film. Douglas Trumbull, who is a great special effects artist who did effects for stuff like Close Encounters and stuff like Blade Runner, he directed that movie. And it's a terrific movie with a nice message about environmental issues and a great performance by Bruce Dern. Yeah, it's called Silent Running, Mike.
Okay, thank you. I've seen it two or three times. Couldn't remember the title.
Yeah, it's a terrific movie. Yeah, it's out there, and it's a terrific movie, and it's available.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, Mike, take care.
Bye.
Great movie.
Yes, it is.
Silent Running. Terrific movie. It's kind of a one-man show with Bruce, because it's just basically like Bruce Dern and a robot. But it's a really good film.
Well, Bruce Dern is kind of out there, so it's it fit the whole thing. But a terrific actor.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, a couple of years ago, he was nominated for lead actor in Nebraska. God, was that a good movie. He was good in that. Okay, we have our caller, caller number six, and it is George. Hey, George.
It's George, yeah.
How are you?
I'm great. Great.
Okay, great. You are caller number six.
I'm a music fan.
Well, good. Then you've got this documentary called 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years of the Beatles, directed by Ron Howard.
Great.
And the second disc is loaded with extras. So you're going to love
this.
Sounds
good.
Okay. Hang on, George.
Will do.
Okay. We got one more copy of 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, to give away. And we are also going to talk about some of the stuff that's coming out on DVD in the coming weeks. I think it's a pretty big week this week,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it is. Very good week.
And we'll preview that coming up. Now, the Beatles movies themselves, the movies that they made,
yes,
those sell pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, and what's cool about it, like Hard Day's Night, you have a Criterion Collection.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Help is available.
Yep.
The
Yellow Submarine you can get. Unfortunately, you can get Magical Mystery Tour, which is a phenomenal album, but one of the weirdest things ever in the history of anything.
Well, you got to remember, it was made for, British TV.
Well, and they were all on acid too when they made it. I've seen it a bunch of times, and there's like a 5 minute scene with John Lennon shoveling spaghetti.
Yes.
Onto a table for like 5 minutes. But it's got so many great songs in it. I mean, Magical Mystery Tour, phenomenal songs.
I mean, and that's what you have to do. I mean, listen, let's face it. Even Yellow Submarine,
Yellow Submarine is fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. I love the Blue Meanies.
That's fun. But as far as the classic songs,
I mean,
Magical Mystery Tour has better music.
Yeah.
And the only...
Anything that has "I Am the Walrus" in it automatically rules.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and Your Mother Should Know. That's one of my favorite Beatles songs of all time.
And there's so many. I mean, so many great songs. And Let It Be. I know there's copies floating around.
Yeah.
You can get it out of Canada, whatever.
I got a bootleg of it. Whoa! What's the statute of limitations on that? They should release. I mean, I don't understand. All these years, I don't understand why there hasn't been an official release of Let It Be.
It's tied up. I mean, there's so many, because there were so many parts of that, and so many people had pieces of that.
Yeah.
That they couldn't clear everything.
Yeah.
And it really was the last time they played together.
Well, it was the rooftop concert was it? That was it. Yeah. It's a great film, first of all. And again, the music, well, that goes without saying. The music is great. It's a tough movie to watch, especially if you're a real Beatles fan, because you can see the group disintegrate before your very eyes. You know, you could start to hear that in the music as well. Right around the White Album, you can see them splintering off. Because the White Album is the first album where you can absolutely see the John songs that are different from the Paul songs, that are different from the Ringo songs, that are different from George's songs as well. And that, like, the White Album was the beginning of how they splintered. There's no question about it. But you can see it all documented. It's kind of painful to watch Let It Be. It's kind of painful, but it's a great film.
But it really, I mean, I remember going to the theater to see it, you know. It's true Beatle fans still want to have it. And the White Album is one of their best-selling albums, two discs.
It's a double album, yeah.
The double album.
Yep.
And what's so amazing is, again, some of these, I don't want to throw too many stats out there, but the Beatles in the U.S. alone, Nick, they've sold over a billion, with a B, a billion
yeah.
records.
Yep. Amazing. Anyway, we got one more copy of the Ron Howard film, 8 Days a Week, the touring years to give away. It's a terrific movie, and we're going to take a quick break here. Jeff, hang on. When we come back, we'll take a few more calls and questions, and then Jeff will tell us about what will be released this week and in the coming weeks and months ahead. All right, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your questions for Jeff about movies, titles of movies, DVDs, and all that stuff. And we'll have one more copy of the Beatles movie to give away. That's coming up right after this on WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And at 6, my hero, the great Steve Cochran, with your morning drive. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. If you have a question for Jeff Tuckman, he's here for just a few more minutes. And if you have a question for him, use our regular line at 312-981-7200. And we've got one more copy of the great documentary that Ron Howard made called 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years. It's a terrific movie. In fact, I think it's the best movie Ron Howard's ever made. And it's all about the Beatles during their touring days. And there's a great extra disc in this package that has over 100 minutes of extras. And there's a 64-page booklet along with it. And we have one more copy to give away. So let's do that right now. Dan, you ready? All right. Let's go caller number 5 on the contest line. 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Caller 5 will win our final copy of 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years. And Jeff, welcome back.
Great to be here, Nick.
All right. Let's see. Patrick is on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
Good. About the movie with the dog running around, I could be way off with this, but I keep thinking about an old TV show from the 70s called Run, Joe, Run. If the dog was a German Shepherd, he was an army dog that got away from his base and was always having flashbacks of being on the base. And if I remember correctly, he did have his tags around his neck. I could be way off. I don't know if that's the one.
Okay. We'll leave that one. We'll leave it out there. Run, Joe, run.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. We'll leave it out there. Maybe that rings a bell. Thanks, Patrick.
No problem.
See you, buddy. Take care. I got another suggestion for this one. 630 area code says, the movie of a dog with a coin around his neck is Clean Slate with Dana Carvey. What? See, I remember seeing Clean Slate.
Yeah, it was.
I know I saw it. I don't remember one thing about it.
It bombed.
Except that it sucked. That's the only thing. So, all right, maybe it's the dog with the coin around his neck is Clean Slate with Dana Carvey. 765 area code says, I saw a movie on TCM Underground and only saw the last 30 to 35 minutes, and I couldn't figure out the title. Teens, oh, here we go. One of my favorite movies of all time. Jeff? Teens lock adults inside a high school and set buildings and cars on fire. Matt Dillon is in it. That movie is called Over the Edge.
Yes.
Over the Edge, one of the best teen movies ever made.
What a cast.
An incredible cast, unbelievable soundtrack.
Oh, great.
One of the greatest soundtracks of the 70s.
Terrific.
Matt Dillon's first movie.
Yes.
A phenomenal film called Over the Edge. It's available. I have it. I worship it. I've watched it 80 million times. One of those movies, I was 14 years old when that movie came out.
Oh, yes.
And it was like, oh, this movie's speaking to me. It's a great teen rebellion movie. And again, the soundtrack. Please. All right. So it's called Over the Edge. Here's Tyrone on WGN. Hi, Tyrone.
Well, I told your producer, first of all, that I saw ER just this past week on a shelf at Target.
Oh, okay. So people can get it at Target. Go to Target.
And I want to know if a movie from the 80s is available on DVD anywhere at all, and it was called Night of Courage.
Night of Courage.
Barnard Hill and Daniel Hugh Kelly.
Let's see. That's a TV movie.
Right.
Yeah.
87.
Not available.
Not available.
Not available. The TV movies are hard, man. TV movies are very hard. Sometimes they're not available ever. Some of them don't even get released. So.
Yeah.
All right, Tyrone. Thanks, though.
Okay, Nick.
Okay, ER was spotted, by the way, at Target. All right, we have our final winner of the morning, and it's Eddie. Hey, Eddie. Eddie? Eddie? Okay, Eddie, hang on. See if Eddie's there. If he's there, he won. So there you go. All right, Jeff, what do we got coming up?
Well, this happens to be a terrific week, Nick, like you mentioned. First of all, this week, a movie I liked a lot, Hacksaw Ridge, is available this week.
Nominated for many Oscars this weekend.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield, terrific in this movie.
Yeah, he's nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah, this is more along your line, Nick. Bad Santa 2 is out this week.
Yeah.
I know. Why?
It was better than the first one. I mean, I thought the first one sucked, but there were a few laughs in Bad Santa 2.
There were a few laughs. Yeah. This is one you're gonna be watching the Oscars. Manchester by the Sea is out this week.
Yo, that's the feel-good movie of the season.
Yes, it is.
If you want to have a nice laugh, watch Manchester by the Sea. You'll feel like $1 million. It's a great movie, though.
It will win some Academy Awards.
It'll win best original screenplay.
Okay.
And Casey Affleck, good chance he'll win if they don't give it to Denzel. Good chance that Casey Affleck will win. And by the way, I'm making my predictions after the 3 o'clock news.
Also this week, Nocturnal Animals. Ugh. I know. But you know what?
Again, nominated for Academy Awards. Michael Shannon, Chicago's own Michael Shannon, nominated for supporting actor for that movie.
He's a great actor.
He's great in it.
Yeah.
Not a good movie, but he's great in it.
Amy Adams is in the movie, too.
I know, but it's bad. It's a bad movie. It was like a two-hour perfume commercial.
I know. But you know what? Maybe home video is
– Well, people will want to see it because it's, you know, Amy Adams and it's Jake Gyllenhaal and, you know.
Also this week, one of my favorite TV shows, finally, season one's available. My buddy Telly Savalas, Kojak, season one.
Who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby?
Sucking on a lollipop and being all bald.
Yeah, but just a wonderful guy. I just wanted to mention some TV shows in March rather than movies. My favorite series of all time, The Untouchables, the complete series is coming out. March 3rd.
Now, that's the original with Robert Stack, not the remake they did in the 90s.
No, no, no. This is the TV.
That was shot here in Chicago.
No.
The original.
The original.
Great show. Yep.
Also, it's the same month, the 70s shows complete the series.
Mm-hmm.
Cops, the complete. I know. There's fans out there.
I'm one of them. I love Cops.
Pee-wee's Playhouse, the complete series.
Oh, please.
Yes, the whole series.
Is that on Blu-ray?
You know, I'm pretty sure, but I know it's definitely a DVD.
Oh, please. That's the best show. That's like the best show ever.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
Also, the third season of Batman, complete. We like that.
Oh, yeah.
Dick Van Dyke in color.
Why?
Well, somebody wanted to see it.
Okay. Is that from Ted Turner's company?
Yes, it is.
Of course it is.
Yes, it is.
That guy's still colorizing stuff 30 years later, and the guy's still colorizing stuff.
Yeah, but
stuff.
He doesn't know he's doing it.
Yeah,
so
all
it's
right.
A little bit different. Before, right. He knew he was doing it. The Medium, I like that series.
Medium's a good show. Yeah, Patricia Arquette?
Complete series.
Good
available.
Show.
Remember Father Knows Best? That goes back a long way.
Yeah.
Tim Conway was great on the Carol Burnett show. They got a whole... series of The Best of Tim Conway. Veep, a really, really good series
great show.
On HBO.
Yeah, great
the
show.
The fifth season. Can you believe fifth season already?
Sixth season starts, I think, in the fall. Season six, a great show.
Another series I liked a lot, the original Hawaii 5-0.
Sure.
Complete series.
Jack Lord and his hair.
And his hair. There's more Lou Grant. And finally, at the end of May, Heart to Heart was very successful.
Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah.
The complete series is available.
There you go. Heart to Heart. All right, Jeff, if people couldn't get a hold of you here and they want to send you an email with a Blu-ray, tech question, DVD question, any of that stuff, what is the address?
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net.
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net. YourMediaMan@AT&T.net. Always a pleasure, Jeff. We'll see you in March. And thank you for bringing in that the Beatles doc, because it's great.
We'll have something great to give away next month.
I know we will. We'll see you in March.
Take care.
All right. That's Jeff Tuchman. When we come back, we got the news. And then after the news, I will give you my Oscar picks. And we have a pair of tickets to give away to see the Lego Batman movie at the Arclight Cinemas, either in Chicago or in Glenview.